Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
And this is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry, mom composter, biocontrol specialist, horticulturalist, gardener, insect and worm farmer, ecopreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. Today, I'm broadcasting from the beautiful city of Chicago. I'm here attending a wedding and enjoying the lovely, cool weather. And with me this hour is one of my favorite guests, Stephen Scott. Heirloom seedsman, soil building advocate, locavore, amateur chef, artist, and co-owner with his wife of Tawar Seeds. Before I ask Stephen to join me, I want to make sure that you receive our newest summer catalog that emphasizes how to control pests. To get your free copy, go online to www.arbico-organics.com, A-R-B-I-C-O-organics with an S. Or you can give us a call at 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-SOS-BUGS, and one of our specialists will be glad to take your orders. You can also check online for our e-catalog version. Be sure to take a look at the Arbico Organics Facebook page. We love it when you like us. And you can follow me at drbuglady on Twitter. And now I would like to tell you about my amazing guest. He is a pioneer. He and his wife are pioneers for everything that's organic. Stephen Scott is an heirloom seedsman, soil building advocate, locavore, amateur chef, artist, and co-owner with his wife of Cindy, his wife Cindy, of Terrera Seeds, having been involved with heirloom seeds, environmental education, habitat restoration, soil health, and building local food pathways for more than 20 years in central Arizona. He's an author, speaker, and educator on seeds, soil, food, and health, and how they relate to and strengthen each other. They have studied the impact of loss of agriculture on the health of soils and how to restore the biological activity and vitality in both grassland and rangeland improvements with several local central Arizona ranches. Their personal home garden has served as a testbed over the years in learning to adapt the lessons learned in rangeland management and soil restoration to the home garden. In 2008, Stephen and Cindy began their dream, that is Tawar Seeds, a company that not only provides quality garden seeds, but helps customers improve their gardens and abilities with a wealth of information not found anywhere else. Early on, realizing that seeds were only one link in the chain of healthy food led to the model of providing not only the best seeds for the home garden, but also the knowledge needed to improve the soil for superior produce and recipes on how to prepare the treasure of homegrown food. And now I would like to invite Stephen Scott to join me. Hi, Stephen. How are you today?
I'm great. You're in Chicago.
Yoo-hoo! I am. I'm having a blast here, too.
Nice.
Yeah, the weather is so gorgeous. I mean, you know, we've been in the inferno of Arizona, so.
Right.
Whoa. It's really, really lovely here. And of course, you see something that you never see in our part of the world, all these amazing flowers. There's a very large botanical garden here that uses our products for many years. And wow, what a place. Talk about eye candy.
Right. Yeah, the Chicago, are you talking about the Chicago Botanical Garden?
The Chicago Botanical Garden was just beautiful. And of course, Chicago itself, I mean, you know, because of the weather, they just have the most amazing things growing, flowers
right.
in particular, that we just don't see in Arizona. So I'm
right.
having fun, really having fun. And of course, they have good food here, a lot of organic food. And, you know, for foodies like me, I'm kind of living it up. It's really, really fun here. So,
yeah, there's some amazing programs. We've collaborated with the Chicago Botanical Garden on some different seed varieties, but there's some really innovative farming efforts going on. Organization called the Land Connection that's doing some training for young and upcoming farmers, partnering them with existing farmers, helping people move to and transition into organic farming. There's a lot of really, really powerful organic agriculture movement going on in the Chicago area, you know, and within, I'd say, a 50 to 75 mile radius.
Well, it's very exciting. I mean, you can see that this is a city that it's very powerful, and clearly there's a lot of money here, and also there's a great want. I could see the want for organic on many levels. You know, from the rooftop gardens. You know, and we're talking serious urbanization here because I'm literally on the river, a few miles away from the Navy Pier, and these huge buildings, you know, great big cement structures, and yet you see the food that's being brought in is top quality, and so it's very interesting to see the difference from when I was here the last time. It's been probably a good 10 years where we couldn't have found a single organic anything, and everywhere you look, just about, I mean, it's really cool, and there are raw food restaurants, and, you know, farm to table, and all kinds of neat things. It really warms my heart to see this type of,
especially for it's one thing to see that type of a movement in a smaller or outlying area, or, you know, small and sporadic in a larger city, but it's really encouraging to see how coordinated some of these efforts are in, not just in places like San Francisco or Portland or Seattle, where, you know, the climate is and the people are very conducive to it, but in kind of an old traditional industrial city like Chicago or like New York, to see the movement of small-scale farming, rooftop farming, organic farming right in the city. It is really, really encouraging.
Very encouraging, and I don't know, I had this thought recently. Last year I went to an International Organization of Biocontrol meeting over in Belgium, and we had a chance to travel, and I was so blown away by the same conversation city to city. For example, Paris, when I was there, again, like maybe 10 years ago, same kind of thing. You couldn't find anything organic, you know. This whole biologique movement just hadn't happened. And I was so blown away by what I saw, the farmers markets and the quality of the food, the organic movement. And it was from Belgium to Spain to France. And I got the same kind of feeling here in Chicago. It reminded me a little bit of Paris in a way.
It's pretty exciting.
It is. It really is. So what have you guys been up to? Tell us, you know, it's been a while since you've been on the show, and I think you are always on the cutting edge of stuff. So tell us what's been going on. What's the latest and greatest with Tour Seeds and all the great things that you guys are doing?
Well, as you mentioned, we're constantly active and very, very mindful of walking our talk, of you know, doing what we talk about and what we educate about. You know, growing more of your own food or growing some of your own food, learning how to. And we're really expanding the whole relationship awareness, you know, in our mottos, from the soil to the seed to the food you eat. And, you know, we've early on with learning about soil restoration on a large scale with the ranches here in central Arizona, you know, we learned that everything starts with the soil. And the more that we kind of learn and the more that we get involved and help educate folks, the more that we really are seeing that it's the relational aspects that really is where we as humans need to learn a whole lot more. You know, because too many times you see, you know, and this is why we've set ourselves up this way as a company, and you see folks that sell really good seed, but then there's not much in the way of soil advice, and there's not much in the way of cooking advice and recipes and that sort of thing. But you know, part of what we're really expanding into is what we kind of we're talking about today of the flowers and herbs for a better vegetable garden, but how the relationship of flowers.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Pereira de Fry, and with me this hour is Stephen Scott, heirloom statesman, soil building advocate, locavore, amateur chef, artist, and co-owner with his lovely wife, Cindy, of Terrar Seeds. Welcome back, Stephen. Sorry,
thank you.
We got we got cut off there. I didn't want to cut you off because you were on a roll, and I wasn't paying attention at the time. When we start talking, I forget we're doing a radio show.
I wasn't watching the time either, so it's okay.
But let's go back, because you're passionate about this idea of soil restoration. And, you know, myself as well, you know, 20 years ago, when I really got that pests really had to do so much with infertility issues, that, you know, I just figured everybody would be thrilled to fix the soil, you know, to work with the soil, to restore life to the soil. And I couldn't get anybody to really pay any attention to me because everybody thought the soil was dirt, you know. And
right.
It was like, you've got to be kidding. Treat the cause instead of mask the system. And so, you know, it just blows my heart open that, you know, you and so many other people are now advocates and making such a huge difference. You know, I mean, this is we've got to do this.
Well, you're absolutely right. And there's, you know, back to the whole relationship comment that I had made is we're really starting to see on a, you know, whether you look in a smaller scale or a medium scale or a very large scale, how our kind of narrow-minded focus of just applying a few nutrients and growing our food and the big monocultures, the big industrial agriculture, you know, we've been seeing the effects for some time now, but we're really starting to see much larger effects. And so there, you know, and going back to what you were talking about with the city of Chicago and local foods and, you know, all of that sort of thing, it's so interesting and so wonderful to see not only organizations, but just communities and groups of people and even individual, you know, home gardeners starting to realize that, you know, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a different way to do things than, you know, and I'm sure you get these calls all the time. You know, I've got this bug. What should I spray it with? Well, you know, let's take aphids, for instance. Okay, you know, one of the biggest causes of aphids is an excess nitrogen in the soil, in the plant, in a weak sap or a weak sugar. And, you know, so these plants appear sick and stressed to the aphids, which attract them. And, you know, so yes, you can spray for them, but they're going to come back because that plant is still stressed or sick. But if you give it some nutrients that it needs and the plant's sugars increase, the Brix levels increase, it, you know, and this has been shown so many thousands of times, what actually happens is that sugar becomes a poison to those aphids and they die. So the plant, you know, is killing its, you know, its predators. You know, and so you're not putting a petrochemical insecticide onto the plant, into the soil that you're eventually going to eat. And it's looking at those relationships and so how, you know, yes, you can get a short-term effect of killing the aphids fairly quickly, but they're going to come back. You haven't fixed the problem. And next season, you know, later on during that growing season, those aphids are going to be back. So it's neat to see people looking at more of a holistic solution, and it becomes a longer-term solution that, as I like to put it, puts the garden in an upward spiral of health and productivity. And of course, then for us, it becomes more tasty, and those vegetables become a lot more nutritious for us.
I love that. An upward spiral of health and productivity. That's a great illustration in my head of how it really does work. And you're right, this whole idea of the Brix, the sugar, we always say an insect will not suck, chew, or perforate a plant with high Brix because
right.
It cannot expel gas. And so, you know, we've been attempting to put ourselves out of business for years, with, you know, with fertility programs. When people call us and they say, I have an aphid infestation, we say, well, you have a fertility issue, and let's just raise your Brix, and, you know, we'll put ourselves out of business. So far it hasn't happened. But, you know, that's the whole thing, that it always comes back to the soil. And I just love the name of your company, Tawar, because that's, That's the basis for everything. Tell us
well, that,
a little
bit
you about,
know, and that's yeah. what we've really seen, and that's the whole reason we renamed our company that, because, you know, and it's funny how you learn life lessons and kind of you're brought along to your life's purpose, and sometimes you're not really consciously aware of it, and that's where working with the different ranches in rangeland restoration, habitat restoration, and riparian restoration, and it all came down to the soil. And it all came down to feeding and improving the soil by whatever means was necessary, whatever means worked. And, you know, and that's really the distillation of what we saw was it all comes down to the soil. If you have healthy, fertile, biologically active soil, you just kind of need to stand out of the way and just kind of keep it headed in the right direction and just let it do what it's going to do. But if you have sick and diseased or stressed or nutrient deficient soil, you need to work with that to improve the soil. And it, I think sometimes people think that improving the soil is this very complex, you know, you can't understand it, and it's too much. And that's not it. You know, it seems like if you just kind of help the soil in the right direction a little bit, it's going to, you know, you may help it an inch or two, and it's going to take a foot or two of growth of itself. So it's not like we are healing the soil. We're just kind of helping to get it going in the right direction, and then it'll take over, and we just kind of help keep it moving.
It's pretty difficult to actually, you know, quote unquote, kill the soil, because the soil is composed of so many amazing microorganisms that literally are the sink for everything. From getting rid of the most toxic of materials, including strontium, plutonium. I mean, it's amazing what the microorganisms, which are those, that's really sort of the soul of the soil. And as you say, when we get out of the way, it just does its own thing pretty much, you know, with a little help.
And it's funny how people sometimes don't relate, or we haven't related how, for instance, you know, spraying Roundup or glyphosate in the garden to control weeds, and then, you know, the plants don't do so well, and we don't make that connection, and then the fruit doesn't taste all that great. You know, your peppers and tomatoes don't taste all that great. And then you don't feel so good after it. And, you know, it's like, well, duh, you sprayed this, you know, very persistent herbicide, and, you know, it's going to get taken up into the plant, so you are going to eat it.
That's right.
And when people realize that.
That's the connection. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to spend some more time with Stephen Scott, and we're going to talk a little bit about those GMOs. I think that's a good idea, Stephen. We're coming right back. Don't go away.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
You are listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. My guest this hour is the amazing Stephen Scott, and he is co-owner of Terroir Seeds with his wife, Cindy. He says, we need to build a better world, you and I. There has never been more of a need than there is today. There has also never been a better time. There is an old saying, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, and the second best time is today. Welcome back, Stephen.
Thank you.
I'm finding your quotes. They're so inspiring. You guys are just amazing. I tell you, you're doing it right. You are definitely walking your talk. I know that we sort of got into the GMO conversation, and let's just spend a little bit of time on it, because I know we have some other things we want to talk about. But in particular, this whole thing with GMOs, I don't think this is a spectator sport where we should just be, you know, watching all this stuff happen in front of us and giving up all of our inheritance in terms of our seeds. And I'm really concerned about it. I know you are too.
Well, you know, you're right. And it's been, I think, a couple of years, actually, since we did the two-part show on GMOs and then glyphosate. And, you know, in some ways, not much has changed since then. But, you know, in some ways, a lot of things have. But the solutions for the individual still remains a very viable one. And that means not just blindly accepting whatever's put in front of you. You know, look at the labels, get to know, you know, a little bit about the food you're eating. And some people may not be able to, either because of physical situations or living conditions. You know, maybe you're in an apartment that you just can't grow a large garden. You work two jobs or, there are valid reasons that everybody can't grow their own food. You know, there are very valid reasons for that. But getting to know somebody who does grow food and participating in that local food chain, that local food economy, that's where you start taking control for your decisions, your health, your life, your food. And the biggest part of that is it's from the corporate side, such a small change as to be infinitesimal, but as far as an individual, it's a world-changing decision to make. And we all can make it. We make it independently, and you start where you can. You know, what that means, going to the farmer's market once a week and cooking one meal with, you know, what you buy, that's a start. Or, you know, growing a little box of herbs on the balcony in your fifth floor apartment, that's a start. It's those things, and as you start that journey, you know, you're going to learn things. Your eyes are going to be open. You're going to meet new people. You're going to be exposed to new ideas, and that's where, you know, that change in lifestyle and habits and education starts happening.
I agree with you, and because, you know, I really appreciate that you're so careful in the way that you talk about this, because it's one thing to, you know, just make a blanket statement about people's food choices, and yet, as you're saying, they're not always those choices are not always readily available for everybody.
And that's exactly, and part of it is just from, you know, my experience, because I used to drink Pepsi. I used to be addicted to Pepsi. Literally, I would try to, that was probably the hardest thing to stop, to get away from is, you know, I'd get away from it for a few days, and then, and I noticed, and it was when I was working for other people, you know, in a company. If I had a Pepsi at 2:30 in the afternoon, for me, the next day at 2:30, I would crave a Pepsi. And I would notice, I'd be like, wow, man, I could really use a Pepsi. And I made a habit of looking at my watch, like, wow, it's 2:30. And that's the time that I had it yesterday. But, I mean, I used to eat fast food. You know, I used to, you know, have In-N-Out and Carl's Jr. and, you know, that kind of stuff. And so, you know, how can I blame or judge anybody else? I mean, because everybody is somewhere in that journey, you know, to better health is what we're all really looking for. And I know the struggles that it's been for me to get away from this type of stuff and how addictive it is. I fully understand it and realize that you can't just go, oh, we'll just make this one change. Well, it's a complex system, you know, and you might have heard me talk about my complexity theory. You know, we live in a complex world with complex systems. And for anybody to come in and say, well, if we change this one thing, whether it's healthcare, whether it's the tax code, whether it's the, you know, the race tensions, the wealth disparity tensions, it doesn't matter what you're talking about, gardening, you know, industrial versus, you know, local. Anybody who says you change one thing in this huge, complex, interconnected system is going to automatically change. And, you know, my response is, really? We've got some pretty smart people out there, and if it was one thing that would make all the difference, I think we would have found it by now. And so what happens is it's not just one thing that's going to magically make it. There are no silver bullets. But there is one thing that you can do today to start to make a difference in your life and in your world for your family. You know, whether it's, okay, I'm not going to drink soda today, or I'm going to go to the farmer's market this week, or I'm going to cook one meal at home this week. You know, I mean, it's just, it's a small step, but, you know, like the old saying of, you know, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. That's true for us in our individual lives as well.
That's it. It's one small step. You can't take, if you take a great big ocean-going vessel, the way it turns, there's not a big old something, you know, that turns the boat. There are these little tiny, they're called trim tabs. They're little tiny, like little tiny rudders that gently move the boat, you know, to the right or to the left or turn it around. And that's really it. It has to be gentle. It has to be done with peacefully, without judgment. And it all, as you said, if it's meant to be, you know, it's up to me if it's meant to be. The way that each of us can express it, as you said, cook a meal, go to the farmer's market, grow some seeds. And that's one of the things we talk about on the show a lot, is just, you know, grow something, because it makes you so happy. It just shifts the energy of everything that you're doing, getting your hands in the dirt and being able to harvest something, whether it's just a basil plant. I mean, I have container gardens and a garden, and every time I walk out to my back patio where I have the basil growing, other herbs and whatnot, I just love it. It makes me feel so good to just pinch off some basil and throw it in my salad or put it on something that I'm cooking right at that moment. I mean, it just, you know, I know it just those little things can really make a difference.
Makes a huge difference. In the two places that are the easiest to get started is obviously herbs. Basil, thyme, oregano are your three classic kitchen culinary herbs, but they also happen to be just about foolproof on growing. You know, if you have a 4-inch pot, three 4-inch pots, you can have one of each. But then the other thing that we've really tried to help introduce people to is sprouts.
Hold that thought there, Stephen. We're going to come right back after the break and talk about sprouts. Okay, so for those of you guys listening, we're coming right back. Let's go away.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. You are listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. With me is Stephen Scott, co-owner of Terroir Seeds. The website is underwoodgardens.com, underwoodgardens.com. And you can order the most amazing heirloom seed catalog at that website. Welcome back, Stephen. We were talking about sprouts and growing, and, you know, we get going, and the next thing we know, we have another break.
Well, we were talking about the two kind of easiest or simplest things to get started with, and herbs. But then the other thing is sprouts. And I think we've overlooked sprouts because, you know, there was a big kind of a fad with them in the 70s and early 80s. But, you know, the amazing thing with sprouts is it doesn't take sunlight, and 4 square inches on your kitchen counter, and in 5 to 6 days, you know, you can have a quart of sprouts that has actually more nutrition than meat, poultry, fish, you know, any other vegetable, because the sprouts are so nutrition packed. When we were doing long backpacking trips, studying ecology and natural history and that sort of thing, you know, we'd be out for a month at a time, and we would have a quart jar with the sprouts, and we would sprout continuously while we were on the trail to kind of supplement our meals, or, you know, freeze-dried meals and that sort of thing, but for a boost of energy as well.
That's amazing. What are your favorite sprouts? For people that are listening and they've never done this before, what are your recommendations?
The mix I really like is a sandwich sprouting mix, and it's kind of a combination of the alfalfa, you know, more of your common sprouts. Organic, with sprouts, you have to have organic, certified organic, because You can't have any chemicals used in growing those because, you know, you're eating directly what you're sprouting. But the mix that we really like is alfalfa, red clover, mung bean, and radish seed. So you've got, you know, some sweet, a little spicy, some of your bigger, crunchier sprouts in there. But, you know, in as little as 3 or 4 days, I like to let them go 5 to 7 days. They get a little bit bigger. They're, you know, a little more to chew on and enjoy. But, you know, between sprouts or herbs, that is an easy way to get started. And, you know, you're kind of amazed that, wow, you know, look at what this food, you know, this fresh food does. And that's that first step. You know, it kind of opens your eyes. It opens some doors. You start thinking, well, okay, what else can I do? You know, this was easy. And one of the things that we always try to do, and I've seen Arbico do this as well, is set people up for success. Because, you know, you try something and you fail immediately, you're a whole lot less likely to try something else or to try to continue in that direction. But if you take a small step and things work out pretty well, you know, and it doesn't matter whether it's, you know, health and fitness or learning a new language or, you know, whatever, learning to drive a car, you know, you have a little bit of success and you're more engaged and you're more likely to continue, you know, and take those next steps. And inevitably, you're going to have challenges and some failures, but if you've got a few successes under your belt, it's easier to take that.
I agree. That's the thing. You know, you have to, and for all of us who garden, there are always going to be some quote unquote failures, but they're not really failures. It's just part of nature. One of the things that I know we want to talk about here, and it's going so fast here. We've got about 5 minutes left. Let's talk a little bit about how flowers and herbs can increase the production of vegetables. You know, this is this other little sort of value add thing that we're talking about.
They can do that on a number of different ways, and that's one of the things with you know, traditional vegetable gardeners that kind of see, and I speak from experience here because this is how I came into herbs and flowers is, I saw too many herb and flower gardens that were decorative, that were culinary, that, you know, and I didn't see a whole lot of use in that, but
kind of sterile.
Right, you know, but adding herbs and flowers into the vegetable garden, it goes back to that whole relational aspect. Is the herbs and flowers not only brighten the garden and give you some different scents, but they bring in a whole lot of pollinators. So an increase in pollinators means that those bumblebees that visit the sunflowers are also going to dance around, and this is exactly what we found. They dance around on your tomatoes. And mm-hmm. while the bumblebees directly don't pollinate the tomatoes, they jumble up that pollen and really hyper-pollinate, because the flower of the tomato is a self-pollinating flower. But the bumblebee vibrates it, which really disturbs the pollen and gets it spread around in there. And your tomato harvest is a whole lot more, is a whole lot bigger. You have more peppers, you have bigger peppers, so bringing all of those in brings in your pollinators, but also a lot of your herbs are beneficial underground as well. They bring in or feed beneficial microbes and nematodes and that sort of thing while also repelling your damaging or destructive microbes and nematodes, you know, your marigolds and that sort of thing. So it's multiple benefits in multiple different ways.
And many of these herbs and flowers are actually, you can harvest them and eat them, which is so wonderful.
Well, exactly. Exactly.
I love this flowering habitat that, as you say, it's great for pollinators. It's a beneficial insect habitat, suppresses weeds, helps feed the underlife in the soil, and you can even harvest it. And it looks beautiful as well.
Right. Right, yeah, and you know, going back to your basil, something as simple as that, you know, it brings in tons of bees, which is beneficial to the garden. But basil also repels mosquitoes and your biting insects because of that essential oil and that aroma. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it brings in the good insects and repels the bad insects. And the companion planting model of basil, you know, carrots love tomatoes. Well, carrots also love basil. Tomatoes love basil. You know, they repel each other's unwanted insects and help each other grow. I mean, there's a whole lot of relational benefits to doing that kind of thing, not just a row of, you know, not just a row of tomatoes.
It really is amazing, the relational growing in a way. We've got about another minute. Let's talk about milkweed and the monarch butterflies. This is something that you all have been very involved in.
We have. We've helped introduce a species that hasn't been available on the market, the spider milkweed. But one of the things that we really try to educate people on, because there's such a huge focus on milkweed feeds the caterpillar stage of the monarch butterfly. And what we want to make sure is people understand that it's not just planting milkweeds. You have to plant the flowers, the wildflowers, the annuals and perennials, because the nectar of those flowers is what the adult butterfly feeds on. So you can't just feed the caterpillar and not have the flowers for the adult. You have to be able to have the milkweed and the other annual, perennial wildflowers to kind of complete the cycle. And it's nice to see how involved individuals all across the U.S. are really getting with planting both sides of the life cycle for the flowers. And, you know, and they're seeing some really nice results. You know, we hear people saying, oh, yeah, I've got milkweed. You know, I've had it for a year, and I've got a lot of caterpillars this year. So it's nice to see some progress with that.
There's so much progress that you have made. I'm so thankful to you and Cindy for everything that you do and all the wonderful work that you continue to do. And thank you so much for joining me on the show today. You are amazing. And
well, thank you. We really enjoyed it.
Thanks. We'll have you back. Those of you who are listening, thank you so much. We are going to have another wonderful guest next. Please go out and make it a great, easy, organic gardening week with you. Sherry Carrera Day Front.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics specialists. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
We the people grow cotton. Weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.